They used to call them girl groups, and there was a reason. They were often girls. Dolores Lala Brooks was just 13 years old when she was asked to replace a departing member of the Crystals and ended up singing lead vocals on the single Da Do Run Run Run. Feel free to join in. Then there was Lala's lead on Then He Kissed Me. When he danced, he held me tight. And when he walked me home at night, all the stars were shining bright. And then he kissed me. Eventually, Lala Brooks left the Crystals and appeared on Broadway in Hair and The Two Gentlemen of Verona. But after a move to Europe and a marriage, she disappeared from the American music scene for a couple of decades. Now she's back. Lala Brooks is releasing her debut solo album, All or Nothing. Here's the first track, When My Baby Comes.
He's what I've been dreaming of when my baby comes. He's gonna fill me up with love.
Again, Lala Brooks' new album is All or Nothing. She joins us from the NPR studios in New York to talk about it. Lala Brooks, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Do you still hear your music? Or do you turn the radio on? Do you turn a corner and there it is?
Yes, definitely. Especially in holidays when you hear the Christmas album that Phil did, because I sang Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Wooden Soldiers, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
What would Christmas be now without Phil Spector's albums and the Crystals singing those songs? What was that like? You were so young. We now know stories about Phil Spector, genius, but could be cruel, eventually was tried for shooting a woman. I mean, what was it like to be in that orbit?
We had known Phil in New York. Phil started out with us, and we started with Phil. He was calm and cool, and then when he moved out to California, he changed.
Well, what about joining this group that had already been together? A bunch of schoolgirls formed the group. In fact, it's said that they still had their prom dresses on when they first, when the Crystals made their first recording. What was that like to go in and out of a girl group? To maybe somebody else was singing lead and you would replace them?
Well, you know, when I was so young, 13 years old, you really don't think of anything but just being, you know, if you can sing, just being on stage. You're not thinking of, oh, I want to do the lead vocals or I want to do background.
Well, maybe as a result, you often didn't get credit for songs you sang lead on, and you didn't get one of the biggest leads. That went to Darling Love. We'll hear that in a second. But here's a song you did sing lead on, 1964's I Wonder.
Mama said before I'm grown,
let's just touch on the Darling Love thing for a moment here, because Darling Love sang with the Blossoms, but the legend has it that Phil Spector wanted the Crystals to record He's a Rebel, but that you couldn't get from New York to L.A. in time to beat a recording from Vicky Carr, so he had Darling Love and the Blossoms do it. Is that what happened?
When Phil went to California, there was a record that was due on the Crystals. Mm. We had a manager named Joe Scanduri that was calling him, trying to tell him that the Crystals have to have a record out and we have a contract. And Joe Scanduri, who was very heavy-handed when it came to, you know, making sure that he got things done. I remember when I was 14, I went up to Joe's office, and Joe was sitting at the desk, and he was joking around with this guy named Jim. And this guy was real, real big, like a big bouncer. And Joe said to me, you want to hear what Jim said did to Phil? And I was like, yeah. And he says, oh, you know, I just flew Jim out to California, and Jim, tell Lala what happened. And Jim says, oh, you know, Lala, he said, I ran Phil around the
desk.
And, oh, my God. You're 14.
I'm listening to this, and then he says, yeah, and I told Phil if he doesn't have a record out, I'll kill his mother and break his arms. And I was like, what? I didn't know what the heck was going on. But so then I think, out of fear, Phil had to do something, and I did hear Vicky Carr was going to do the song. Now, maybe that story is sort of right, that he was trying to get us out there to do He's a Rebel. But I know one thing. What I heard Joe Scandori tell Jim to tell me as a child. Now, mind you, when we were traveling on the road doing a gig, all of us original girls together, the Crystals, in New York, and we were going to some town, I think in the South, we hear, he's a rebel and he'll never, never be any good. We didn't think anything. And all of a sudden they said, the Crystals, new release. And we were like, what?
He's a rebel and he'll never be.
Darlene Love singing He's a Rebel, which, as we just heard, was released as a Crystal song, even though they didn't sing on it because of a little persuasion from a guy named Jim. Well, Lala Brooks, let's move on, because after you left the Crystals, you were in the Broadway production of the musical Hair. Can you just back off the mic and give us a couple of lines from Aquarius?
When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars...
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you have a new CD. What made you want to do this?
Doing this album now after so many years, you know, without the Crystals, and still have that sort of sound that people recognize, that's what I was hoping for in my vocal cords.
Well, they're there. They are there. You've said that the cut, What's Mine Is Yours, on the new CD brought you back to working with Phil Spector. In what way?
Well, you know what I had to find? I had to find that little girl's voice again, you know, and I found it. I found it on so many sides, and that's what made me think of Phil. I found it on, Dear Boy, I Won't Send It So You'll Never See the Letter I Write. I found it on that. I found it on, Forget How You Look Tonight. Never Mind Your Style. Crazy leather boots and jeans so tight. Take away your smile. I had to find that voice. And I had an interview, and this man that interviewed me over the phone, he said to me, were you guys using any kind of tape to make the voice sound like that? I said, no, what do you mean? He said, to bring it up, that baby sound. And I said, no, what song are you talking about? And he was talking about that song,
Dear Boy, Love Girl.
Yeah. And he couldn't believe that I could dig deep. And then on the one that I wrote, I had to go back in and think of the emotions when I had to sing You Gave Me Love. In my life there was so much sorrow. In my life there was so much pain. But you came along, all fear was gone. As you showed me love.
Lala, thank you so much for your work, present and past.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Lala Brooks' new CD is All or Nothing, but we know this is what you want to hear, so everyone, join in.
I made them on a Monday and my heart's still filled. They do run, 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 they do run, run. Somebody told me that his name was Bill. They do run, 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 they do run, run. Yes, my heart's still. Yes, his name was Bill. And when he walked me home, they do run, run, run.
And let the record show that Jeremy's doing that little hitchhiker thumb thing. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Sillman. One Lump or Two, Vivid Abstract Paintings and Drawings, closes January 5th, ICABoston.org.